This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell declared Thursday that a strike that killed at least 51 people gathered in an eastern Ukraine had brought Russian atrocities to, quote, yet another grim level. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned European leaders on Thursday that Russia could attack other countries if the continent wavered in its support for Kiev. He said if Russia had the chance to rebuild its military capabilities, it could widen the war within 5 years. Zelensky gave an emotive speech at the summit of the European political community in Granada, Spain.
We have to win in Ukraine so that Putin cannot scale this aggression to someone else, and it is realistic.
Zelensky added that he was still confident of continued US and European financial aid despite political storms in Washington and elsewhere.
Rescue workers are searching for nearly 100 people after flash floods triggered by a sudden heavy rainfall swamped several towns in northeastern India, killing at least 18 people. The Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority said more than 2,000 people were rescued after Wednesday's floods, adding that state authorities set up 26 relief camps for more than 22,000 people impacted by the floods. 18 bodies have been found so far, said Vinay Bhushan Patak, the top state bureaucrat. The German government says developed countries have pledged $9.3 billion to help poor nations tackle climate change. The pledges on Thursday came at a donor conference hosted by the German city of Bonn. The gathering was held to replenish the South Korea-based Green Climate Fund that was established in 2010 as a financing vehicle for developing countries. It's the largest such fund aimed at providing money to help poorer nations in reducing their emissions, coping with impacts of climate change, and boosting their transitions to clean energy. For more stories, visit voanews.com.